Where's Ruby? Where is she gone this evening? What has her heart done? Is it enlarged? Is she so flown with somber magnificence? Is the web wrapped round her and she mad? Why, she should have been here hours ago, and this a snowy night too, and the soul starving. Where's Ruby? Where is she gone today? Is she so glorious? Is she so beautiful? Has she wings that thus abruptly she is gone? Come back, Ruby, you are my light of love, and her with a carbuncle too and no money. Where is she gone? Where has she gone? I saw her once at a soda fountain. You don't believe it, you don't believe it, do you? I saw her once at a soda fountain, strangling sarsaparilla through a paper straw. Where's Ruby gone? Where is she gone this evening? Incandescence has stopped. The night is dark. I was a driver once and knew a thing or two. The rails were right, but everything else was wrong. Come back, Ruby. I will unwrap the web around you. Oh, I will blow the snow off your brain tonight and polish your conscience for you and give you a tip and show you the stairs to the bright door of hell. Come, Ruby, I will undo your rubber galoshes. Come, Ruby, I will undo the clasps. Let us walk along the track of ice a little way and talk a little way of ice and icicles. For you, too, knew the way the hoarfrost grew on God's terrific wings. How in the heart's horn comes the prince of pauses, the peace between the agonies. O you who found the stepping stone and brought it back, gave it to me because I stood and loved you. You who stood when others stood no more on the abandoned and unprosperous shore. Why, it was you I loved and knew, and you it was, the speechless and inalterable you, the one of the Aprils and the one of June. O undiscoverable and unpursuable one, and one that was not one but two and three, or three that was not three but you and me. Thus it comes, Ruby, woman who art not woman but a wound, wound who art not wound but indeed a word, word that art not word but truly a world, sprung, spoken, speaking, spoiled and spent in the brief darkness that the darkness meant. But I was not convinced and said so too, there among marigolds with Easter coming. No, I was not convinced, had no convictions, and she was not convincing in the spring. It was the wrong time, it was spring. What I said was nobody's business, no, nobody's business. I said the words straight out and made no mention of the nightingale, nor of the willow buds or pines or palms, nor of the pleasure parks on Coney Isle, which Ike Cone decreed. But I was blue and made no bones about it. I was blue and said so to her face, there by the hot dog stand beneath the lamp and not so far from the filling station. I held her hand and told her face to face. What did I tell her? Oh, ask me something easy. Why should I say the primrose has an eye? Why should I say the goldenrod is dusty or the railroad long as hell from here to there? Why should I make remarks about her hair? Tell me, brother, the little word to whisper. Tell me, brother, the little word to say. Tell me, sisters, the grand technique of love, or how to speak of beauty when you see it. For what I said was angry, that was all. I told her to go to hell and well damned stay there. She made no mention of the nightingale. Why should she, with no nightingales about? Nor of that other bird that burns to death. The sidewalk was red brick beneath our feet, the hot dog stand bright as the mouth of hell. But she was part and parcel of the brightness that hell is said to have, swallowed the night and smiled it back again, laughed like a million lights, spoke like a cannon. She was a scenic railway crashing downward, my straw hat blew away. Pennies, dimes, nickels and quarters gone, and midnight come and the last boat so bright. So bright, so light, so cheap and full of people, all with their mouths and hands. Oh, come and see the world that lies behind the primrose eye, under the gilded teeth of Ike Cone. Come and see the water beside the ship, See the white lines of foam that cross the brain and break against the skull top and are bitter. Come and join us in the convincing spring and learn how sad it is to stay out late. Goodbye, Ruby, I am fed up with you. Goodbye, Ruby, your nose needs powder. I've got that midnight feeling in my heart. I'll hate you till breakfast time, till the poached eggs make peace between us. But you were behind the primrose eye and saw the sunrise world and all the wings. And you had known the ultimate and called it nothing. And you have sightseen God with tired eyes and now come back to toast our daily bread. What she had was something with no name. If she were dead, I'd carve it on a stone. It was as right as rain, as true as time, necessary as rhythm in a tune. What she had was only a word or two spoken under the clock. Delay was precious, and we both delayed. Come on, Ruby, and hold on, clock. But there were springs unsprung or half-sprung, still compelling mechanism to its stillness. And in the reading room we read the word, the silent word that silence spoke of meaning. It was the now, it was the then, it was the when. It was the snow, the rain, the wind, the name and then the where, the name, the street, the hearse, the cradle, the all-knowing judge. And I unerring knew the pressing word, and she receptive knew it. The midnight took my meaning, and the noon engulfed it in broad sunlight. The swift cloud carried it northward like a handkerchief to lose it in the eventualness of time, while I with equal steps climbed up the stairs, away from the remembered to descend. And she ascending too with equal steps, and she descending too before and after, bearing the blossom, her angelic heart, the thurible, the incense, her quick eyes knowing the known and guessing the unknown, searching the shadow which my mind betrayed. Why we were here before, but now remember, you at your time and I at mine, both of us here to know this selfsame thing, and now together know it, now together, and in this pause together of the wings, touch the feathers, let the snow touch snow, whisper recoil from whisper, frost shun frost, that we may know what we have known already, but never with each other in this place, or at this time, or even in this world, and never with remembrance of before. What she had was an evening paper, a purse, a hat, a cape, and what I had was purpose. But now the purpose gone, I have, what have I, Ruby, if not a phrase of ice to carve on stone? Ambiguous skeleton of a whisper, gone, as soon as spoken, and myself alone. Boy, if I told you half of what I know, the gulfs we cross by day to meet at night, the Lincoln Highway and the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the deserts of the Gulf of Mexico. Boy, if I told you how I spend my time at night school learning all the stars of love, propound the constellations of her heart, the North Star and the Southern Cross, voyage to regions of the albatross and come back spangled with bright frost of death. Boy, if you carved with me the curves I carve against the dark, undaunted ice of time, and knew those curves of hers that curve beyond geometry of hand or eye or mind into the bloodstream and above again, westward under the sea with setting suns, oblique, dishonest, and profound as hell, corrupt, unchanging, changing, choice as steel. Boy, if you went with me along her streets, under the windows of her lighted eyes, saw the foul doors, the purlieus, and the cats, the filth put out, the food received, the money, the evil music grinning all its teeth, cachinations above the sauerkraut. This is where she lives and loves, that Ruby. This is where she lives and pays her way, among the unborn and the dead and dying, the dirty and the sweating, pays her way with sweat and guile and triumph and deceit, burning the empty paper bags and scraps. Boy, if I told you where the money comes from, out of a silver mine in Colorado, the unrefined refined, and the bright goddess brought all the way from chaos to Mike's Alley, and on her hand at noon to pay the rent, roof to prevent the rage of heaven's tent. But if I told you half of what I know, I'd have to be the Gulf of Mexico, the big rock candy mountains in the spring, and every other big or little thing. I'd wear the Milky Way out with my walking, wear out my shoes with the walking blues. Hush, Ruby, I meant these words for someone else. Hush, Ruby, it's all right now. Only a little student of geometry who wanted to know the why and where of curves went out and came back frozen by the stars with geometric frostbite in his brain. Take him in with you and warm him, Ruby. Take him in with you, put him to sleep. Tell him the difference between truth and lying. Tell him where you've been and what you mean. The clock, the closet, horror's cloaca too. And wake him when his heart is fed and dead. But this was nothing, boy, and I said nothing. No leaf or love was born, but it took time. Come on and shake the cosmic dice, come seven. Come on and shake the bones for odd or even. But this was nothing, and no one said a word. I saw the palm leaf, and I took it down, Ruby. I saw the gold leaf, and I took it down. I saw the heaven leaf, and I took it down, honey. I saw the dead leaf, and I took it down. I saw the word that shaped the lips of water. I saw the idea that shaped the mind of water. I saw the thought of time that shaped the face. I saw the face that brought disgrace to space. But this was nothing, girl, and I said nothing. Nothing I thought, what could I think but nothing, who nothing knew and was the seed of nothing, the conscious no one watching naught from nowhere. Take the palm leaf for what it is, no other. Take the gold leaf and put it down. Take the heaven leaf and put it down, Ruby. Take the dead leaf and put it down. For what is wisdom? Wisdom is only this. History of the world in a deathbed kiss. Past and to be in agony brought home, and kingdom of darkness come. No use hanging round, we must be going. No use waiting before the evening altar, green screen of evening sky between paired stars, where the cloud worships and the wind is bowed. There's no use waiting, Ruby, we must be moving. You are a rock like that blue mountain too, jagged and scarred like that where the snow lingers, and I have seen the sunrise on white shoulders, the orchid among the boulders, the edelweiss and aviekite, and the retreating armies of the night. No use waiting, Ruby, we will not hear. The proud hosanna of the stars is not for us. We will not hear them sing the silver word, nor see the angelic wings ascend between the silver trumpets against a sky of icy green. This we abandon, and though this have seen, see it no more. But take our evening down along dark streets that you have made your own, the wretched streets that in and out are you, there where the cry of pain is in the bone, and where your darkness prowls around us nightlong, approaches and retreats, confronts us snarling, devours the hours. Is this your house, Ruby? Are these your stairs? Is that your window open? Is there a bed, a ceiling above the bed? Do voices come and go and slam of doors? Smells of fecundity, the human spawn, far off the cries of trains, the taxis ticking. Is all coincidence that thus together everything meets upon this tip of time? Your hand that murdered men, or drew the morning out of the seventh vial, or rolled the mountains against the tombs of all the gods, or poured the zeros one on other and destroyed the indestructible to create the new, came like a flame from sand, re-entered water, was braided like the ice, became a wall, sang through the trumpet of eternity, and now descended, holds a greasy key, and presses it against a greasy lock. Farewell, Ruby, for this is where I leave you. Your hand releases me, its filth is on me. The holy filth of long corruption comes coldly upon me as an absolution. Sharply we flower in this foul farewell. But God's terrific wing that day came down, loud on the world, as loud and white as snow. Out of the blue the white, and then the silence. O ruby, come again and turn the time. Ruby, your name is matrix, rock of ages, cloven by lightning, smitten by thunder, the surged upon deep shore interminable, the long, the nebulous waves, the foam of time, beating upon you, breaking upon you, foaming, the world-long fruitfulness of assuaging sea, hammers of foam. O ruby, come again, be broken for our simple coming forth. Let the rocks fall upon us with fearful sound, the long bright glacier of the stars be broken, the beginning and the final word be spoken. Come again, and turn the world. This world that is your turning and returning, matrix, mother, mistress, menstrual moon, wafer of scarlet in the virgin void, oh, come again and turn the world to thought. But God's terrific wing that day came down, snow on the world, and ruby, you were snow, deceitful whiteness and the blood concealed, so that the world might know how worlds will end.